This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Just a reminder, our sponsor, WeAudition.com, is really this extraordinary full-service platform for actors. You can put yourself on tape. You can get an acting coach. You can even just get somebody to read with you. It's also really cheap. You sign up for like $10 a month. However, the good news is anybody who listens to our podcast gets a 25% discount by plugging in the code acting class. Anyway, I suggest you try it out because it's really phenomenal. I can't believe I didn't think of it.
Welcome to I Don't Need an Acting Class with Milton Justice.
I was singing with my choir over the weekend. And I don't know. She's not really an assistant, but I don't know what she is. She's a conductor in training. Anyway, she got a master's degree. And so John, our conductor, let her conduct something. And I don't know if any of you have ever watched conductors. I'll send you a link because watching Leonard Bernstein with a group of student musicians, and mind you, it's not like children, but conducting the Rite of Spring. And he said, let's start by just doing a C scale. And so he said to the people in the orchestra, play the lowest C your instrument will play, and we're going to go up 2 octaves. It was an art form watching him. I mean, you'll see. I'll send you the link. You won't believe it. It's just his body was in it. He managed to take da 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 da. I mean, and you thought, my God, that's the most incredible thing I've ever heard. And it was a C scale. And it's just because he'd hold it at a certain thing and push it at a certain thing. Okay, so this assistant conductoress that sometimes does things with our choir is accurate. She goes, 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. And so it's accurate. So I was having a conversation about it, and I thought, there's nothing inside. And it made me realize how important it is in anything artistic that there is something inside. It's like you must feel. You must feel anger, you must feel passion, you must feel love, you must feel hate, you must feel, you have to have something going on inside to be an actor. It's like, there's some funny quotes along the way. Stella once said you have to have a broken heart to be an actor. And I thought, I pass. I'm there, man. It's all of that. You really have to have something inside. So that just hit me while I was sitting there and thinking 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, as opposed to Bernstein. I mean, it's an impossible comparison, but as opposed to Bernstein, who is conducting an orchestra in the simplest possible musical phrase. a C scale. And it's because, you know, obviously Mr. Bernstein had so much inside. That's just an important, I think it's an important thing. Michelle could do with a little less inside, of course. But man, I'd rather have a dozen Michelles than somebody who's accurate. I will give her a hard time when we will work on her not letting go so much. But my God, there's something about it that you like seeing that. You like seeing someone who is willing to let go into what's going on. And what's going on is so rich that we're interested. Okay, so that leads me to something I love and something I hate. And I realize I sort of throw that out. That's a good daily exercise. But listen, adapt it. In other words, adapt it to, and it can be anything. Adapt it to, I saw the saddest thing. What? I saw the funniest thing. I saw the most tragic thing. The most inspiring thing. Maybe the most fascinating. In other words, use these words to kind of give you something that says, all right, I'm going to build something that was enraging. I saw the most enraging thing. What? Well, and in other words, so play with all of this. I mean, I love and hate because I want you to connect, but also begin to adapt it for yourself. You know, begin to adapt it for yourself, because we now have got to actively pursue getting our lives out of emoji kind of consciousness and into when the actor is enraged about something, the audience should be enraged. When the actor is passionate about something, the audience should be passionate about it. I mean, with all of that. So really begin to look at all the scope of experiences that we have to draw from. And begin to live off this stuff you see. I think a little bit we shut down if we're not careful. Teo came home yesterday, the day before, telling me about a homeless woman that he'd seen on the subway. It was genius. I have never heard a description more specific, more connected, and everything about it. She was just absolutely amazing. She had socks on, and one toenail was painted, and the other one was cracked. I mean, everything about this woman fed him. Everything about the description was alive. I saw her. I saw her on the subway. So, I mean, it was once again that I realized in life we do this. In life, Greg called me. He was supposed to come over this afternoon. And I was in the middle of this hysteria about the thing. And his description to me of the water dripping in his apartment in one place, then the second place, then the guy from upstairs came down, then the landlord came, then the workman left for the day, and he's sitting in a pool of water. I mean, again, it was in life we know what is good theater. In life, when we tell somebody what happens, it's like a short film. Or in Teo's case, it's a photograph. It's a brilliant photograph. But that's what this is. This is all in life. We easily find things that are good theater. And so, I mean, that's it. When you tell somebody something that happened, it's good theater. You know what good theater is. But you've got to start to bring this to your work. You've got to start bringing choices. I've never had an actor come up with a choice like she had socks and the toe and the big toes were coming out of both socks and one of them was painted and the other one was cracked. I mean, you know, if an actor did that in an etude, you'd sit there and have a heart attack. You'd think it was so brilliant. Because it's specific. But you all can do this if you will begin to be observers in life and not an audience in life. Begin to really look at life, observe it, and respond to it. Be a part of it. Don't be like an audience sitting back. You have to become involved with it. And sometimes we just, you know, it's like, God, I go through the New York Times now so fast because I can't get involved. I just get too enraged. I mean, I don't want to hear about another child lost from his parents at the border because my automatic response is imagine what that mother felt. And then I suddenly become the mother. And I start feeling what she felt. Well, it's like, my God, who can put yourself through that? So I quickly look over at the Tiffany ad. And so then I'm happy. And I said, oh, isn't that wonderful? Tiffany now, you'll be pleased to know, has an entire line of engagement rings for men. I know. They said they were developing engagement rings for men because they felt like men should also, when they're engaged, have some piece of jewelry that they wear, not just women. So I was pleased to read that, and it made me happy this morning. Okay, so these are just some notes that I had. I realize we, oddly enough, don't have the problems some actors have. I'm not sure why that is. The guy from Yale was talking about how the students, if you mentioned Stanislavski, mind you, he was so boring that I understand why they'd be bored with Stanislavski. But he said the students say, oh, Stanislavski's like one of those things. I mean, they're all complaining. I'm thinking, who are these people? Well, they're Yale students who've never acted. So, but nonetheless, I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, we don't have the problems other people do. I'm always shocked. We are, you know, grabbing at what we can to learn to help ourselves. We're not snobs about it. I am, but that's just me. Anyway, I applaud us. I think we get it. I sent you the Winston Churchill quote. What did it say?
Success consists of going from failure to failure with no loss of enthusiasm.
Yes, I just thought that was great. I thought that was great. And really, seriously, I was abusing Caleb earlier today, and he was getting terribly, terribly frustrated. But he said something that was really important, which was, he said, I caught myself doing that again yesterday. And the encouraging thing is, he caught himself. It so happened to be he had chosen a vocabulary of words that meant nothing. But he caught himself, and he was terribly frustrated about it. And I said, no, don't be frustrated. That's fantastic. You know, you catch yourself and fix it. And then one day you don't make that mistake. So it's, you know, I mean, the joy of all of this is We fail, we fail, we fail, we fail, and then we succeed. So he said like it was that simple. It's not. But I would just say, it's, look, this is not easy. If acting were easy, anybody could do it. And the truth of the matter is, if you think about it, I used to say, I bet if you really thought about it, you could not come up with 10 actors that you say, boy, that's the kind of actor I want to be. I mean, I now think you probably can't come up with 5, and you certainly can't come up with 5 American actors, you know? But I'm telling you, there aren't that many people out there that are so good that you think, boy, I want to do that kind of work. So that's important. I also think that's a sign of the times, because there used to be a lot of those people and you wanted to do those that kind of work. My friend Chip in college used to do the most brilliant Richard Burton imitation. And James McClure was just like a man. He was like the Olivier. I mean, it's like we all used to steal from these people. I, of course, stole from John Gielgud. None of these people mean anything to you, but I'm just telling you, there were some really good people to steal from. Now, it's like, who would you steal from? Now, people don't even know who Marlon Brando is anymore. So it's not like somebody is saying, oh, he's doing a Brando. What does that even mean? Oh, yes, he's doing that Al Pacino thing that he does when he yells. Anyway, so this is my way of saying you have no competition. So all you have to do is just work your ass off, be good, and then, you know, it's all going to be there.
I Don't Need an Acting Class is created and hosted by Milton Justice. Senior producer is me, Walker Vreeland, and director of online media is Evan Sollers. Music provided by Jeffrey Keyser Trio, May This Be Love, from their album On My Way to You. If you have a question for Milton, please feel free to send your email to questionsformilton@gmail.com. That's questionsformilton@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Instagram @IDon'tNeedAnActingClass. And please subscribe, rate, and review. It's all we ask. It's all we ask. We don't do Patreon. We're not begging you for money. All we ask is that if you like the podcast, if you're getting stuff out of it, you subscribe and you rate and you review it. I can't tell you how much that would mean to us. Thank you so much for listening, and we will see you back here next week.